Log Talk Radio.
And good morning. Good morning to all of you on the Blog Talk. This is Vernon Johnson. Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, a line where we give God praise and give prayers unto Him. And it's been wonderful. God has done so many miracles, blessed us in such an auspicious way. Let's go to God in prayer this morning, and then we'll come back and give Him some praise. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're grateful to You for Your goodness, for Your kindness, for Your wonderful compassion, for Your blessings. We pray for forgiveness for all sins of omission and commission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. We pray that this day will be a blessed day and that You will bless Your people everywhere. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. We give You the glory. Give You the praises. We did on the blog line. Over 2 billion praises went up to You last night. God, thank You for the new awakening. We are aware that You are doing something special throughout the land. Thank You for blessing us, Lord. We ask that You would look on every person on this prayer line and that You would not let them leave the same way they come. Give them the desires of their heart. Bless them. Help them. Heal them. Deliver them. Deliver their children. Make a way out of no way. And we'll give You the glory and all the honor and adulation shall be Thine, Lord. We love You, and we do greet You in the name of God. Thank You. We pray right now that every person would be blessed, and we just thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Good morning to all of you on this prayer line. Good morning. Are y'all awake? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. Wow, some of y'all are lagging behind. It's kind of like you speak to somebody like this. Good morning. Good morning. It's, you know, you expect a good morning right away. So, amen. Let's not speak to God like that. He expects one right away. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. And let's give God what He deserves, praise. Amen. He's done so much for you. Your name ain't on the list. He took it off from last night. And you ought to give Him praise. Lord, we just thank You. Praise check. Lord, we praise You. We thank You for all that You've done. We appreciate all that You're doing right now. Praise check, everybody. God, thank You for Your goodness and Your kindness and Your love,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God, help Your people. Help them, Lord. Help them.
Thank You.
In the name
thank
of Jesus.
You.
Thank You. Thank You. Thank You.
Thank You.
Oh, praise Your holy name. Give You glory.
Thank You.
Give You adoration. Give You praise.
Thank You.
Let this be a wonderful day. Thank You. Thank You, Lord.
Thank You.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank You for Your blessings. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus. Thank You.
Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank You,
Jesus.
Oh, God, thank You.
Thank You, Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Thank You. Thank You.
Amen. Amen. Let's praise Him. And thank you so much. Kind of weak there. Just want to be honest with you, kind of weak there. Some of you did a wonderful job, but there's some who are sitting back and letting the devil talk to you because it can only be the devil that told you to sit there and not praise God. Amen. As good as He's been to you, as good as He's been to you, oh, my God, I could call some things that happened last year that you haven't really given them proper praise for. Fix that thing for your sister. Fix that thing for your brother. Fix that thing for your daughter, for your son. And you sitting there. Let's try it again. Let's give God some praise, everybody. Praise check. Father, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. We magnify your holy name. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We give you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you're so wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
You're so awesome. We praise your holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, 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 glory. Yeah, hallelujah. Praise the holy name.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah,
God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God
bless all of you on the prayer line. We're going to give another portion of praise this morning, and we're going to move on to another portion of praise. God bless you. I'm going to open up the wisdom seminar this morning, a wisdom seminar. And I just want you to name one reason. I hear you praise the Lord. It's just wonderful to look back and think of all the things he's done for you. I want to receive many, many things of people all over in Brazil, all over in Africa, people all over in Afghanistan and on the Gaza Strip. And I want to give, I preached a message, 100 things to shout about. Amen. Oh, my God, people were just shouting everywhere. And I just relished that in my heart and my mind. And I want to come up with at least a lot of things today that we ought to thank God for. Some things that people don't really think about. They think about, you know, what they call the big things. But let's get some things today. Everything is good. Let's give some things why we ought to give God praise. Let me give you one. Your heart just beat another beat. That's a good reason to praise him. Because a whole lot of people all around this country had heart attacks. Yeah, probably in the last minute or so, people all around the country who had heart attacks. But your heart, take your hand and feel over it. Take your hand and feel over your heart. Yeah, your heart just beat another beat. That's a good reason to thank him and to praise him. All right, I want to open up this wisdom seminar. This is wisdom. Give people all over the world reasons why we ought to give God thanks. I could name several, several, several. Amen. The line is open to you. You got a reason, just give us one. Let somebody else have room to give us one. Give
good
us
morning.
A reason why we ought to praise him. All right, go ahead,
good
Mother.
Morning, Sister Peterson.
Sister Peterson.
God bless you. I thank God for keeping me. I thank God for waking me. I thank God that he's been keeping me.
Just give me one. Just give me one. Just give me one.
For the bigger, right? We haven't had no earthquakes and no tornadoes.
That's good.
Thank God.
All right, no earthquakes. Amen. That's a good reason. My God, we want to pray for the people in Nepal because
yes,
they just had another earthquake last night. God bless you.
Yes,
beautiful,
God.
Mother Peterson, thank you. All right, somebody else. Jump in there quickly.
This is Ambassador Gina. I just want to thank God that we have freedom of religion. We have the right to praise God.
Freedom. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, somebody else. All right, I'm going to close this out. Amen. Let's move on. I want to ask for prayer requests this morning. We'll take a long time for prayer requests. Because the saints of God, Most High, his people don't know any reasons why to thank him. Amen. So let's get your prayer requests and ask him bless you. All right. Who has a prayer request this morning?
It's Sister Peterson. I need prayer for my stomach.
All right, for your stomach. God bless you.
And the people in Nepal this morning. Pray for all of you in earthquakes.
All right. God bless you. All right. All right. Let me just stop right there. Who will pray for the people in Nepal and pray for Sister Peterson this morning? And if you will, jump right in there, the people, the saints of the Most High who believe in the Lord God, I'm sure you can pray. Who will do that?
What was that request? Pray for the people. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead and answer.
Go on.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now. First and foremost, Lord, we ask for forgiveness of all of our sins. Father, forgive us for those sins, omission and commission. God, forgive us for our slothfulness this morning, God. We're asking you, first of all, to look on our chief ambassador in the name of Jesus. Look on Lady Ambassador and our mother to the nation, Mother Adley Johnson. God, I'm coming before you right now. Lifting up the people of Nepal, the people in the countries of the earthquake, God. Oh, Lord, we know that you allow things to happen, but we ask you, Lord, to give them peace of mind, to be with those that have lost loved ones in this situation, God. Not only in that country, but anyone that experienced the terrible weather there. God, I'm asking that you be with them. Look on to them, God. Send your healing power right now to her stomach. We know that you are healing, and don't stop with the stomach or anything else that may be bothering her. We ask you that you touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we are thanking you, thanking you, thanking you, thanking you in advance. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Do we have any other prayer requests this morning?
Praise the Lord, Ambassador Johnson. This is Ambassador Stern, and I'm asking the prayer line to pray for my brother, Evangelist Edward Ellington. He had a massive heart attack on Friday. They're trying to wake him up, and he has not responded to waking up yet. So I'm asking the prayers of the saints.
Absolutely. Let me pray for your brother now. Heavenly Father, you are the champion of all times. There's nothing that you cannot do. And I thank you, Lord, because you're able to touch anyone all over this world. And I'm praying for Ambassador Stern's brother. My God, Brother Edward, I pray that you would touch his body. I want to ask you to do something special for him, God. Whatever has happened, turn it around and give healing virtue. When there's affliction, let him be touched by the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will make him whole. Never heard of the Holy Ghost being someplace and the Holy Ghost moving and things didn't change. Never heard of it in my life. I'm asking you, Lord, who's able to do this, to let the Holy Ghost be there with him and let the Holy Ghost touch him and make him whole. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. You got to get out of there. The resurrection blood of Jesus is coming for you in that room. Oh, if you try to touch him now, yeah, the resurrection blood of Jesus is going to get on you, and you'll have to take it back to your camp. And not only that demon will be covered with the blood, but millions will have contact with the blood of Jesus. It will spread throughout your camp. Yeah. My God, you don't want that to happen. Loose him! Get out of there now. The blood of Jesus is against you. Affliction, get out! The blood of Jesus is against you. God, touch this man in the name of Jesus and send a multitudinous miracle in the room. It is around our time, around 6:30, I believe. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I'm asking 6:14. I'm asking you to let something happen in there at 6:14. Because, God, you dispatched an angel when Paul and Silas prayed and they heard, you heard their prayer at midnight and dispatched an angel at midnight. The angel moved from heaven to earth at midnight, and
thank
the jail fell open at midnight. You can do it. You are right now, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm asking you and bragging on you because I know what you can do.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank
and with Ellington, in the name of Jesus, be healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
And any weapon formed against you
thank
shall
you.
Prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall be condemned.
Yes.
Blood of Jesus stands against every affliction coming against you.
Oh, God.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Somebody else needing a prayer. Amen. I think I may come back on the end. I don't think you were trying to insult God this morning by saying that you didn't know one thing he's done for you to praise him for as much as he's done. I don't think you're fine. But I'm going to ask you again at the end if you can think of one thing that he deserves to be praised for. But so, let's go on with the prayer real quick. Amen. Go ahead. Anybody else with a prayer request? Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
This is Betty in Kansas City, and I'm asking for prayer this morning. I was just now able to get back on the prayer line. Something is going wrong with my phone. It's not the prayer line. But I need prayer this morning. It seems like I'm being attacked on every which way I turn. So I need some, and I hope to catch up, back up on the praise reports also, because I missed that because of my phone. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Who would pray for First Lady Ambassador Betty Johnson? Someone would pray for her. And so jump right in there. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead, darlings. Go ahead. Jump in there.
Heavenly Father, I come before you this morning, God, humbly, God, as Ambassador Cheek was going forth praying, Lord. I was lifting up my friend, God, that needs you, Lord, but this is my sister as well, Father. Lord, not only is she a mentor for you, God, Lord, and not only does she lead out for you, God, Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, because the prayers of the righteous do avail it much, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, God, that your hand of mercy is on her, God, that your hand of grace has carried her, God. I thank you that she's an overcomer, Lord, by the word of her testimony, God. I thank you for the blood of Jesus, God, that has been sacrificed not only for my sister that I was interceding for, but my sister, Lady Betty, God. Lord, I thank you because you are an on-time God. I thank you, Lord, as this morning as he was praying, God, my friend was crying out last night, God, and I heard Lady Betty, and it's the same cry, God. Lord, I ask you to intervene. I thank you because you give double. You give double for our trouble, and you can be two places at one time. Lord, I thank you because they both need you, God. Cover them. Carry. Sustains, and it keeps you. It carries you. It will carry you over and over and over. Every time I turn around, God, as I'm turning around in my basement, God, I'm lifting up my friend. I'm lifting up Lady Betty. Anybody else who needs encouragement, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, God. If it wasn't for the attack, we wouldn't know that we're yours, God. We wouldn't understand, Lord, that rejection, it is for our perfect protection, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, what you're doing on the inside, God. Lord, I thank you as she shines bright, Lord, every single day, God, every time I see her, God, she shines bright, God, for you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God. You are keeping her. You are rebuilding. You are refining. You are remaking her, God. Do it again for my friend as well, God. Lord, you've never left us. You've never forsaken us. If anything, you're building us. You're lifting us, God. You're carrying us, God. We are overcomers, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, God, for Lady Betty's testimony, God. She is a strengthener for other women, God. Lord Jesus, it is not who you are, where you come from. You can be under attack as well, but God, I thank you because you are a sustainer. God, you are real, and you love her, and you love my friend, God. Carry them, God. Let something happen for both of them today, God, in your precious son named Jesus, God. Close the back door on both of them, God. In the name of Jesus, I love you, Lord. And God, I ask you, Lord, to forgive me if anything, God, anything I've done, Lord Jesus, God, no blessings are blocked for all three of us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
And, Father, I ask that you bless Charlotte Gray, bless her family in the name of Jesus. Look on this precious lady for having compassion on First Lady in the name of Jesus for that wonderful prayer. God, strengthen her and supply all of her needs. I don't know if she found the job that she wanted or that she needed. I'm asking you, look on that situation and give an ultra awesome miracle to her in the workplace. Whatever she needs, supply it to her. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying. And for the glory of God, I'm asking. Thank God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, saints of God, I want to ask for a few more prayer requests. You have a prayer request?
This is Mother Wilson.
Uh-huh, Mother.
Thanking God for the prayer line this morning. And I'm requesting prayer from my grandson, Rashad, and his mother. Continue to pray for him that the Lord will bless him. Continue to study his Bible and look up to the Lord for his strength.
And that's for your son, am I right? Your son?
My grandson.
Grandson, okay. All right.
They're in college and everything, and I hope and pray that the Lord will let him continue until he finishes.
Beautiful. All right, let's get maybe one or two other requests, and then we'll have a prayer.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Pastor?
I can.
I'm asking prayer for my son, Galen. He got suspended from school for the remaining of the school year. He don't have that far to go. And then I'm asking prayer for my cousin. Her name is Sherry Hullum. Those four girls that was in that real bad shooting over here.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls died.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was my first cousin's cousin on her mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
Was her first cousin.
My God.
So I'm asking the saints to pray for her because yesterday they had a little thing for the girl, and the police had to make all of them run back to their cars because they felt like the people that did it was at the little program they had for them at the house where
oh,
they
my God.
Killed that.
Oh
girl, the youngest girl out of the crowd, the youngest girl that was in the car, she got killed. But it's
yeah.
Three girls that's in critical condition.
Was that Brianna?
Yes, sir. The Hullum uh-huh. girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brianna is the one that got killed.
Yes, sir.
All right. So specifically, we'll be praying for the families and for the girls who are in the hospital. Am I correct or not?
Okay.
Is that right?
My son, yes, sir. My son, Galen.
And your son, Galen. Okay.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Why don't you take those requests, someone, and pray for that situation. And we had the situation before that. Pray for that also. Who will do that in the name of Jesus? And I want to ask you to bring your pens and pencils to the prayer line and piece of paper. Always have that so you can jot down these things and be ready to pray. All right? Oh, God, for you all, the two saints of the Lord. All right, the line is open to you to pray. Who will take those assignments and pray?
Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, oh God, for your blessings. We come before you this morning asking for forgiveness, Lord Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you forgive us, oh God, as we forgive our debtors in Jesus' name. We pray right now, Lord God, for Sister Lucille and Mother Wilson, oh God. We pray for the bereaved in Jesus' name, asking that you touch their hearts and let it not be trouble in your mighty name. Don't let what the enemy meant for bad. Hallelujah. Don't let it, oh God, don't let it come to pass. Turn it around and make it good in Jesus' name. And we pray right now, Lord God, that you will look on the bereaved family, that you will touch and heal, oh God, that you will bring comfort to the minds. Give them peace, Lord Jesus, like a river in your name, Lord God. Peace, glory to God, from on high. Peace, oh God. In the midst of confusion, in Jesus' name, peace, 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 oh God, in your name, Lord Jesus. And we pray right now that you'll bless, oh God, lift their heads, lift their hearts, lift their burdens in Jesus' name. Say, the Lord rebuke you, glory to Aha, in Jesus' name. Say to the Lord rebuke you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. And Lord, we ask that you bless right now. Hallelujah. Bless Galen, oh God. Bless, Lord Jesus, that he not be discouraged in Jesus' name. That there be a way out of no way. That he can continue classes even at home in Jesus' name. Bless, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You never made a mistake. We will praise you, oh God, because you are God. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We ask that you will bless Mother Wilson. Hallelujah. Bless her grandson, Lord God. Touch his heart. Touch his mind. Touch his soul. In Jesus' name. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift the burdens. Remove the wickedness. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Remove the sin, oh God. Give him a mind to repent in Jesus' name. A mind to serve you, a mind to seek righteousness in your mighty name. And walk after your stature, walk in your ways, walk in your will in Jesus' name. Bless our children, oh God, everywhere. Cover them with your blood. Oh, na 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 na, huh? In Jesus' name. Cover, 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 cover. Right now, Lord, right now. Not just Galen, oh God, but bless the children on the youth prayer line in Jesus' name, each and every one, each and every child, every family, every mother, every father, in Jesus' name. Touch and cover them. Make them safe, oh God. Surround them with your love. Surround them with your arms of protection. In Jesus' name, let them grow up in the admonition of your word and your way and your name, oh God. We pray right now that the holy manifestation of your power will cover them, oh God, and keep them in the center of your will. Let them, oh God, have authority over the wickedness and for the enemy that comes to hinder them and give them an overflow in their lives, Lord God. Let them grow up with honor, hallelujah, and be good stewardship in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, we pray right now, and we thank you for your love. Huh? Thank you. Glory, glory, glory for your blessings. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah, for your miracle on this line. Thank you for the prayer warriors. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the prayer line. Thank you for a leader in Jesus' name. Bless, oh God, hallelujah. Bless me, our leader. Bless the pastor. Bless, oh God, Mother Johnson. Bless, Lord Jesus, the family, the Johnson family, and your team. Hallelujah. Touch, heal, and deliver, oh God, we pray. And we decree in this right now, oh God, what is said will be done in your name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 God bless you.
God bless you. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, this morning, will there be any other prayer requests? If so, let us have those prayer requests now. Anyone else?
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Speaking your word over a situation, it'll change it around. And we will stand in a position to receive it when we know that you are saying no. We will be receptive when you say, wait and be still, because I got something better for you. God, we thank you, and we decree and declare it. We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation that seems to be so hard for somebody on the line. Glory to God. But it's not too hard for you, and I rejoice in what you're going to do. I rejoice in the answer. I rejoice in the testimony that will come. God bless all of you, huh? And have a wonderful day in the Lord, and let it be God in your life this morning.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Ambassador Stith. What a wonderful prayer in the name of Jesus. I want to go back to this wisdom seminar. I don't really think that you want to insult God by saying that he ain't done nothing that you know of, that you can give him praise for. I think you perhaps may be a little sleepy. But I'm going to give you the opportunity again to stand up for Jesus. Somebody wrote a song, stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross. Stand up for Jesus. You must not suffer loss. Amen. If you have a reason that you know of that you can give him praise or he deserves to be praised. For example, he woke you up this morning. That's a reason right there. A lot of people didn't wake up this morning. But you awake and you're able to give him praise. That's a good reason to praise him. Amen. Somebody else give me another reason.
Amen. Ambassador Pfeiffer, we were created to praise him. And praise, hallelujah, is what I do. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Right. That's a good reason. Thank you so much. Someone else jump in there and give us a reason why we ought to praise him.
Good. This is Sister Christopher in Memphis. I thank God this morning. I just give him praise for having a job to go to. There are so many unemployed people in the United States. I just thank God for employment.
That's a good reason, and he does open doors like that for you. And Sister Christopher, I need to hear from you. Give us a call today, if you would. All right.
Yes,
who else has a reason why you ought to praise him? He deserves to be praised.
Good morning, Sister Mother Digby. I have so many reasons to praise the Lord. The Lord has been so good to me. Most of all, I thank the Lord for being saved and for how the Lord just supplies all of my needs. I thank him for somewhere to live and food to eat. And I thank him for letting
That's
me
good.
This day,
yes.
My 82nd birthday.
Oh, you're 80? Wow.
82.
My God. God bless you. That's a good reason right there to give him praise. Amen. Thank you. Happy birthday to you. We're going to open the line up at the close here and let them wish you a happy birthday. But let's keep that going. Give us another reason why we ought to praise him.
Dr. Johnson?
Uh-huh.
This is Missionary Hymns 912 area.
Yes,
we're
ma'am.
Able to walk. That's a good reason to
That's
praise
a good reason. You know, that is, if people would go to the hospital, they'd see some people who have lost their legs.
Yeah.
And the fact that you are able to walk, you ought to realize, you ought to praise him every time you think about it. Amen. God has been good to you. I was even talking to somebody yesterday, and they had served, I believe, in the army or something like that. And a person got sick and had to have one of their legs amputated. And the doctors got it mixed up and cut the wrong leg off.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, let me tell you something. You got a reason to praise God if you're able to walk at all.
Mm-hmm.
Give God praise. Amen. All right, give us another reason.
Ambassador Stitt, go ahead. Go ahead.
I praise the Lord this morning for life.
Yeah, life.
Oh,
amen.
This is Mother Wilson. I just praise the Lord for life this morning. And him waking me up and giving me the activities of my limbs when I wasn't able to turn over. I thank him for being able to get up and move my legs and pick them up and my hands. And I just thank him. I thank him for being God.
Mother Wilson, you've called on prayer line and the Lord had me to pray for you. And then I told you that you would see that coming to pass. Did it come to pass? Are you there, Mother Wilson?
I'm grateful. You know, so much has been happening, and the Lord has been blessing me so much until I might not know what that particular thing is right now, but I believe it has.
Yeah, about your legs, about your walking more, and not touching your
legs. I've been able to move stuff around in the house and clean up. Yes, sir. My legs are doing much, much better. I don't even feel them hurting me like they used to. And
mm-hmm.
I move so much into my hands. I need prayer for them now because it's kind of sore from where I had been falling, from being so weak I chilled over and couldn't straighten back up, and I just fall and I catch on my hand. So my thumbs are sore this morning from the Lord blessing me to be able to work in the house. Oh, it's just wonderful. My legs, yes, sir. I can step up in the car better. God, it's good.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I can praise him every day.
All right, Mother Wilson. God bless you. All right, give us about four or five others who will have a reason.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Betty in Kansas City. I just
right.
thank God for being
for blessing me to wake up this morning. I thank God for giving me the mind to even know when the devil is on the attack so I can pray on target. I thank God every single day for the things that he puts before me. I want you all to continue to pray for me.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. All right, give us another reason why he deserves our praise. Anyone else?
816.
All right, go ahead.
Mother Britt.
Go ahead, Mother Britt.
God bless you. I just thank God for letting me live to see thank God for 83 years of good health. I have never been really in the hospital sick.
What?
Jesus, thank you.
And my right mind, and able to get around and go. And I just got so much to be thankful for, and thank God for blessing my family. And I thank God, most of all, I thank God for this prayer.
All right. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. Thank you. All right, give me one more. Another reason. Give me one reason why you ought to.
This is Charlotte Gray. I want to thank God for being faithful, even when we're not. God, you are faithful.
Yes,
you are faithful, God. When we're not supportive, when we're not forgiving, when we're not, you are. Thank you for being faithful. God bless you.
Yes, he is. Now, a wonderful reason. God bless you. Somebody give me another reason why he deserves to be praised.
Sister Lucille.
All right, Sister Lucille.
I thank the Lord because I've been clean for almost, I'm going on 12 years this year. I could have been clean a long time ago, but I thank the Lord, and I thank the Lord that I had a praying mother.
And you mean clean from drugs?
Yes, sir.
And you know what? As we've been praying with you and et cetera, with your family, you're right, the Lord has kept you.
Yes,
because I've seen you in some stressful situations, and the Lord kept you through that. I believe you're going to make it all the way, Sister Lucille, if you made it through that. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Now, I want to give you a word on your son. Have you been up to the school for him yet?
No, sir. I got a call at work yesterday.
All right.
I'm planning on going. When I get off from work today, I'm planning on going up there.
All right. I want to pray for you before you go. And somebody's trying to sleep on the line. Amen. You can put your phone on *6 and that will mute your line. All right, Father, I'm asking you to turn that situation around.
Yes,
Lord. They said the boy is expelled the rest of the year.
Yes,
but I'm asking you to send your compassion in there as she goes. Let your compassion go with her.
Yes,
as she walks in the room, let the compassion fall on whoever is in authority, the principal or vice president, principal, whoever did that. Let the compassion go with the Lord and let it fall in that room. And they feel as though they're in authority, and I guess they are at that school. But God, you're in authority. When you walk in the room, everything must bow to you. I'm asking you to walk in with the and let your compassion be with the boy, young boy, Galen,
yes,
and let it get on the principal and the vice principal, whoever she meets with. Let compassion fall on them in the name of Jesus. Thank God. I want you to go up there, and I got some things I got to tell you. I want to see if the Lord wants me to say it out. I want you to go up there, Sister Lucille, and I want you to describe what you have been through,
yes,
how you have tried to help Galen. And this is the, we don't want it to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. But tell him what you've been through and how you've tried to help him. And you want to keep him in school because this is one of the solutions. It may not seem like it. I'll talk to you more extensively, but describe what you've been through. Remember that,
okay?
All right. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Somebody just agree with me that God will turn that around. I just need one.
Turn it around.
All right. God bless you.
Turn it
around. Thank you,
Lord.
Turn it around.
Turn it around,
Lord. Do it.
Amen. The way you really have to see what she's going through is in my imagine that you have a son or a grandson that got expelled for the whole year. Then you can see what she's doing. Amen. Amen. She needs help. And her son needs help. God bless you. Be praying today that the Lord will give her favor. And that compassion will walk in the room. It will with her. All right. Give us somebody else. Give me another reason why we ought to praise God.
Yes, this is Sister Johnson in Texas. I have so many reasons to praise God.
Let's give me one.
I thank him because he is God. And he keeps showing me miracles day after day. Right before my eyes, I know that nobody can take the credit because it all belongs to him.
That's it, Mother. I need to hear from you today. Call me, Sister Johnson. Amen. Yeah. Something I want to tell you. All right. Anybody else have a reason why you...
With my enemy and my foes come about me and to eat of my flesh, the Bible says they shall stumble and they fall. And I thank God for that, for being a peacemaker. That means you create the atmosphere, but don't rejoice in it. And that's where I am today. God bless you.
God bless you, Ambassador.